WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are
just... And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But to our friends over at MBG Films, check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It is a Thursday night. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, from the WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/SuperTLive to interact with us live here tonight on this Thursday, end of summer kind of Thursday.
It is the end of summer. We're heading into fall. I've seen the PSL stuff come out, so you know it's coming.
People were doing that a month ago.
I know that, but I've just started seeing like pumpkin content coming across my feet, and I'm like, oh no, here it all comes.
What's weird?
What a weird.
Kids here in the city used to go to school after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
This year, for the first time, that they went to started this past Monday. It's early. That's early for here. It's different.
I'm just going to tell you this. Our kids here go back August 1st.
Oh, I know. I know.
Go back stupidly early here.
Yeah, it should always be the Tuesday after Labor Day. It always should be. That's the way you should get the full summer. You shouldn't get, oh, August, you go back? Come on. That's just mean. You should get June, July, and August. No school.
When I was a kid, and granted, we got out a little... Actually, no, we didn't even get out. I think they kind of get out the same time. They just go back a little bit earlier. When I was a kid growing up here, we would go back like mid to end of August. And then we did the normal like thing up until like mid to end of May. And that's when we would get out of school. And then, yeah, we would have like June, July, and at least part of August to be out of school. And what they've done is like they've given the kids more breaks, but they've taken away part of their summer vacation to pad it in. Because now they get like a fall break, which we never used to get. They get another break in like the second half of the year, because there was always that shitty part of the school year where you like got the winter holidays like Christmas and stuff, and then like you went back at New Year's, and then down here we get MLK Day, but like after MLK Day you had to go from MLK Day all the way to spring break without a holiday, and there was always that long haul. And they've sort of built something into that in between to break that up. It's just weird.
We were mid June to Tuesday after Labor Day.
You know what I hate is when they like, I'm sitting here talking as if I have kids. I don't have kids. But what I hate personally is when they start them like mid or end of week. It's like, why can't you start them on a Monday? Like I some people were telling me this, like their kids are starting on a Friday and then they're going to be off for the weekend and they go back Monday. It's like, just set it for that Monday. Like, why are you doing that?
Like, they got to get the days in somehow.
I know they do, but it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for one day?
You just get your introductions. Yeah, we would get 2 days and usually a half day, maybe sometimes the Wednesday before.
Oh, no, no. We never got a half day on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. In fact, I had teachers that would purposefully schedule like quizzes and tests on the day before Thanksgiving that made you be there because they wanted to be assholes about it, because everybody would like unofficially take that day off. And so a lot of people would be absent because people were traveling, right? And you were going to be out of school. And so teachers would do that where they would like make sure that you had to be in school that day. And it's like, why? Why are you doing that? That's so just rude. It's like, I know you have to be here and I'm sorry about that, but really you don't have to be here because you have vacation. Now they get the whole week. They get a fall break now, which is separate from Thanksgiving here, and that's in like I think October.
That's weird.
And then they get here you still get like I think 2 weeks of Christmas.
They might get more. We get 10, 12 days in Christmas depending on how the week fell, and then it's spring break at some whenever Easter's around.
Spring break here is I want to remember what they call it, but they have spring break and then they have another week off. It's like, wow, you guys are never in school, are you?
Like sometimes it's spring break and then Easter, because depending on how it falls. Wow, Matt, that's impressive for you.
I am both pleased for you and very sad for you. Like, that's great that you don't have to deal with it anymore, but that also kind of sucks because that means your kids grew up.
We're old.
We're all quite old and just getting older, chat. And as we sit here and stew and age, let's talk wrestling.
Sure, let's do it.
So jumping into news, back to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Guarding Stars, which will feature WWE champion CM Punk among the cast, will premiere on Netflix for streaming on 11/18. So go check it out.
Cool.
By the way, was his like collapse a work, or was that a...
What collapse? Legit?
I saw that he collapsed at like SmackDown.
That was probably a work thing.
Okay. Moving on, WWE, in partnership with the Western Australian government through Tourism Western Australia, announced today a new 3-year agreement that will see Perth host WWE Weekend Takeovers featuring a premium live event annually from 2026 through 2028. It will kick off with Wrestlepalooza in Perth on Saturday, December 12, 2026. The first weekend takeover under the new agreement will see RAC Arena host SmackDown on Friday, December 11th, followed by Wrestlepalooza Perth on the 12th and Raw on the 14th. The three combo event for Wrestlepalooza, SmackDown, and Raw will go on general sale on Thursday, September 10th at 10 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time. That's a new time zone for me. I was 2 days old when I found out it existed, but go get your tickets.
There you go. So, what this kind of means, because there's been a lot of talk about the John Cena Classic taking place on that date, on the 12th. That kind of means it's not happening this year at that specific time.
Probably not.
So, my gut tells me we may have kicked off the year with the John Cena Classic.
Okay. I think that's fine.
Based on timing. So you do this, this is the last big event of the year, because then you go into Christmas. And with the Royal Rumble being in February, the first weekend of February now. By the way, no more Pro Bowl. Rest in peace.
No more what?
No more Pro Bowl. The NFL is no longer doing it.
Boo.
No more Pro Bowl games. No more flag football. No regular football. You just earn the Pro Bowl nomination. That's your All-Star nomination. So with nothing happening, with them moving the Royal Rumble to February, beginning of February, based on the NFL schedule, you have a whole month of January to do things. So you could probably do a... Because there was, a Saturday Night's Main Event last January, I think, right before the Royal Rumble. You could probably put one of them in there probably middle of the month based around the football schedule. Actually, you can't because of playoffs. But maybe you try to fit one in and go from there for the John Cena Classic. It wouldn't surprise me. Also, yeah, you might be able to do it early January before the playoffs start because playoffs start second week in January this year. So you could probably fit it in the Saturday of that as the NFL wraps up if you're going to do it. But because they're not bringing the John Cena Classic to Perth. Because they would call it probably the John Cena Classic. So yeah, go get WrestlePalooza and Raw and SmackDown tickets. Should be a fun weekend. You'll probably get it three different events. So they get WrestlePalooza at the end of this year, which means I would say probably you get King and maybe they'll get King and Queen of the Ring next year. Who knows? Or Night of Champions, or what Night of Champions, whatever you want to call it. Middle of the year. So who knows? But yeah, that was a big story that came out today. So enjoy.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Let's see. AEW announced that Grand Slam France will take place on Tuesday, October 6th at the 8th Adidas Arena in Paris.
I mean, that's cool. So usually around that time, they do a Tuesday Dynamite because of the baseball playoffs. They get switched off of TBS on that Wednesday. So instead of doing a show live, it'll be the one from Paris. So tape delay show in that time slot. So that makes sense. Side note now, on that. Go ahead.
Now, are we sure they meant Paris, France, and not like Paris, Texas?
It's Paris, France. Why? Are you doubting it?
No, just remember that there was a promise to bring a pay-per-view to Texas.
Texas.
San Antonio. Well this specifically, is a, I believe.
Well, this is and not that's not going to happen. This is not a pay-per-view. This is just Dynamite under the Grand Slam banner. Because they're just TV special. Speaking of AEW, which is AEW All In, this Sunday. We'll have the Excalibur Challenge on Saturday on CB Radio. You notice how in all the media talk they've been doing, all the interviews everyone's doing, they always kind of bring up WWE and not the product. You have MJF talking about WWE fans and how, you know, the AEW fans should be putting over their product, not hating on WWE, which he is 100% right. Mm-hmm. But you got Will Ospreay talking about how, you know, he's doing something The Rock has never done, which is main event Wembley Stadium. It's like, wow, we're just really using The Rock's buzzword for that to get pressed. Tony Khan to talk about it. You know, Edge going to the John Cena thing. It's like, where's the talk of the AEW product and the big main event? Why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we doing interviews promoting and getting headlines for Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay? Why aren't the headlines coming out about that? Like, they really spin the PR by branching off the WWE name on their big pay-per-view weekends.
Isn't that how they've always promoted, though, by talking shit?
It is. Oh, by the way, speaking of The Rock, because for the last couple weeks on this show, we've been talking about how WWE is going to Hawaii, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're also holding training camps, or like, you know, training seminars or whatever, tryouts, whatever you want to call it, down in Hawaii while they're there. The picture was the Usos and Roman Reigns. They casually slipped in The Rock's picture a couple days ago. Looks like he's going to be at the tryout in Hawaii.
That's interesting. Because didn't he have a scandal where he was like buying up land from the wildfires a few years ago?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I think he kind of got like in trouble a little bit for that. Like he was doing something during the wildfires. It was like him and Oprah. And they were doing stuff they weren't supposed to be doing during the wildfires. And they kind of got in trouble with that. I'm sure it's forgiven at this point. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But just that's interesting that he's going over. But then again, he has family, I think, in Hawaii.
He lives there. He has a home there. He's probably there.
Well, he has a home here, too. That doesn't mean he lives here.
But I would assume that's why he was already going to be in Hawaii. So
probably.
So it just made sense. Hey, hey, Dwayne. So it's his first. Want to come to the show? So that's first Rock interaction with WWE programming since last year. Or not programming, but WWE content since last year.
Well, he's still on the board, isn't he?
He is, and he missed 70% of the dates last year. 70% of the time.
He did it via satellite.
No, he didn't even do that.
Damn. How hard is it to join a Teams call?
I know, right? But there was a thing when they put out the numbers earlier in the year where it's like, yeah, he missed like 70% or more of the stuff. You know, well, but made millions, so here we are.
Damn, I wish I could get that option.
Don't we all?
So depressing. Anyway, moving on to TNA. Kiera Hogan has returned to TNA, so congratulations.
Yeah, she is signed back with the company, so congrats to her.
And we have our first Next Generation Styles. Avery Styles has followed in his father's footsteps, though he's still not putting out chairs or cleaning up the ring, apparently. And, you know, I'm kidding. Please don't come for me. But he has joined TNA.
Yeah, that's... Is he... What's up?
Is he the first homegrown legacy talent for them?
For TNA?
Because I know Hogan's kids were a part of it. So he's not the first, like, second generation, but, like...
But Hogan was not Hogan. But Hogan was never a homegrown TNA.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, for, like, the original talents, is Avery the first?
I think so. For what you consider TNA talent? Yeah. Wild to think about that.
I know, right? That just dawned on me. I'm like, oh my god, wow. Well, because if you think about it, they were all so young when TNA started. They were all, like, basically kids. So
yeah, and now it's 24 years later.
all their kids, all their babies grew up, and now they're going into wrestling. So congratulations to Avery. I hope every success for him, and congratulations to Kira. Every success to her. And now the Blaine Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking, shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Matt Cardona is out with an injured tricep.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Yeah, apparently he tore it in a match. Training, I think, for a match over the weekend. So, sucks.
And then undisclosed, Rosemary.
Hashtag blame Brent.
She was scheduled to defend the tag team titles with the bunny this past weekend at Lockdown. She did not make it. She's injured. She's out for a significant amount of time. No word on what the injury is.
I hope she's okay.
I mean, lately when they've been doing it, it's been the other thing. But when they don't say what it is and things just sort of happen. So who knows? Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's a positive one.
Oh, do we think she is carrying?
I don't know. My gut thought it was like a knee injury, but they weren't going to say. But right now it's undisclosed. It's just says it's significant. So it probably is an injury. When they don't tell you exactly what it is, sometimes it's kind of like, is it or is it not? Who knows?
I think it's undisclosed. It's we're trying to figure it out because we don't know, or it's she's declined to say. Because I think they have the right to, like, basically say, I don't want you to put it on the internet why I'm hurt or what's hurt.
Yeah.
Because I think they have to get consent, right? Because otherwise it's a violation of HIPAA, actually.
Okay, apparently she got hurt at a Firestar show, so it's an actual injury.
Oh.
Okay, so that's the update. She's actually injured. It's not other thing. Well, that stinks some more. Anyway, here we are.
Feel better, Rosemary. Hope you recover well. And with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do the Thursday night Raw post show. Doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't. It's a Raw reaction. Talk about it.
So you're listening to The Rack right here on MonTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Shee. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know you can use supported creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK. In the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Check Fire Prince over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang on chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we're doing our Raw review, recap, something.
Raw reaction.
Reaction. I knew it started with an R.
There you go. So yeah, Raw this past Monday, I wouldn't say it was a great show. It was a solid effort. Big angle at the end that I don't think anyone saw coming, you know?
All my people are fighting in fantasy. It sucks.
I mean, when you pick voice keys and you pick the bloodline, it kind of, you know...
I was like, surely they won't fight with each other. It'll be fine. I picked Royce Keys because that was literally the first name that popped into my brain.
Well.
You're like, I had already closed the sheet and everything. I was like, I don't know.
Well, you didn't have to pick it at that exact, you know, you could have thought about it for half a second.
You didn't give me that time. I'm very used to the, you have to pick in like 60 seconds or left for the draft because, you know, timing. So it's like, just pick somebody. Plus there wasn't really anybody left.
I mean, there's probably plenty of people left. But anyway, that's beside the point. We're here to talk Raw. We had Stephanie Vaquer, Roxanne Perez go one-on-one. Pretty good match.
This was fun. I liked it. I mean, I think they paired well together. I believe it's something we've seen before. I'm not 100% sure because I don't remember stuff like that sometimes.
We've had the match before in the build up to WrestleMania, I would assume. At some point, so we have.
It was entertaining. It moved the story forward.
It did. You had interferences because, you know, it's a Judgment Day match. But these were making sense. Becky Lynch came out as well. Stephanie and Becky. Happy. Liv was not happy. Stephanie and Becky shared a look and a nod. Becky then went after Liv some more, you know. We're building to a triple threat. But before we get to the triple threat, it is a title match between Stephanie and Liv Morgan. I don't know, it's not this week. It's probably in 2 weeks, I think it was.
Maybe?
I believe it's 2 weeks. Yeah, but in 2 weeks. Because they're taping. They're going to do it on the live show 2 weeks. Honestly, this is making me want a feud between Stephanie and Becky for the title. I'm going to care less about Liv as champion.
That's all of us.
Yeah, and we'll get it. But with Becky being more babyface right now, having the mix of the heel involved with Liv kind of moves the story going just a little bit. So there was that. We had a semifinal match in the world title tournament. It was Rey Fénix versus Dragon Lee. The big talk about thing coming out of this match was Dragon Lee's big dive over the rope.
I mean, it was pretty impressive.
It was. But however, he did not get the win.
No.
Rey Fénix. Got the win.
It's brother versus brother, y'all.
Spoiler, we didn't get there yet. Just jump in the gun, chat. We didn't get to it. I mean, it was nice to see them use Rey Fénix in a positive manner on Raw. Dragon Lee got a good showing. Really good match.
They did a lot to highlight AAA on this show, both, you know, for like in a lot of ways. Like, I think that's one of the first times I know, or I think he's been on Raw before. Ah, ha, ha, noise. Sorry, Chad, if you heard that. I think this is one of the first times I've ever seen La Parca wrestle, at least this iteration of La Parca, because I know it's kind of like the Dread Pirate Roberts. It just gets handed down from performer to performer, and this is not the original La Parca, I don't think.
So this is not the original La Parca. We haven't even talked about the match, but it's Penta La Parca for their match. Penta getting the win. No, this is the next generation of La Parca, the chairman from WCW. It's not the same person. It was kind of telling, looking at the outfits, like, there's La Parca's basic outfit compared to Penta's over-the-top outfits. That's what stood out to me in the comparison between two.
One's a skeleton. He's just supposed to be a skeleton, so...
Oh, I know. The comparison was interesting. But this was a solid match between two, and it is, as Lindsay mentioned, Penta versus Rey Fénix next week on Monday Night Raw, with the winner getting a shot at Roman Reigns when they're in Mexico in 2 weeks. So congrats to Penta, because he's going to win. That's going to be Penta.
Right.
And Roman Reigns. But I thought it was going to be El Grande. That's what the internet was telling me before the tournament started. It was El Grande. But I guess the internet, in this case, was wrong.
The internet? Wrong?
I know.
No, I know. Never happens.
Big cast, Javon Evans. I enjoyed this. I liked how much fire Javon showed against Big Cass, especially the stuff they were doing on the outside.
Cass's lips got messed up a little bit.
It did. But it was good to see aggressiveness from Javon. Big Cass is a good worker for Javon to fight. The styles work well together. Big Cass got the win. You had JD and Dom attack Javon after the match. So
I still want to know, like, kind of Cass's reasoning, because I feel like we haven't gotten that yet.
He's just there to beat people up, I guess.
I need a better reason than that.
He's here to beat people up.
I need a better reason than that.
I don't have a better reason than that. He's just here to beat people up.
God damn it, why don't you?
Because they haven't given us one yet.
Well, you're the mole. You could just, you know, be like, hey, just do the thing.
I wish the man said Cass had real gear, not jeans and boots. I didn't like it in AEW. I didn't like it in TNA. Still don't like it here. Because it just doesn't...
It looks like a dude that walked in off the street, and I guess that's what he's going for, but it would be nice if he at least had... Like, even Baron Corbin has gear.
Yeah, Corbin's in full gear now. But even if you revert to sort of like Corbin had, like, put something there that signifies it's Big Cass. Even if he's wearing jeans, you need something to make it stand out.
I think they're figuring it out. And I think at some point, once they get the shtick, because it's kind of like when Taker first came back as American Badass Taker, like, he would wrestle in jeans and kind of the tank top. And that's what he did. And then, like, eventually he got the Dead Man Inc. stuff made. And he wrestled in the Dead Man Inc. stuff.
But Cass has been wrestling in jeans for 3, 4, 5 years now.
I know that. But not here. So... I feel like at some point, once they can, like, put some type of branding on him, they will. I don't know. Or maybe they'll leave it. But it's all right. Like, if it works for him, that's fine. But it's not the most flashy. It's not the most exciting. And I don't think it puts him on a level that they're trying to push him to.
It doesn't scream main eventer.
No, it really, really doesn't. It's just kind of like dude that walked in off the street and has a beef with this guy. But they can work on that. Like, gear is a relatively easy fix to do. I'd rather the presentation and the character be right than the gear.
Backstage, Jackie Redman was interviewing Silver, who's challenging Raquel Rodriguez for the Intercontinental Championship next week on Raw. Io wished her luck. Ruka's like, this match wouldn't be happening if it weren't for you, Io. Lyra entered. She was talking them up. You know, she was trying to be friendly. Soul saw right through it. Soul told her, if you want a shot, earn it. And Lyra said, Bailey used to talk to me like that. We got a Bailey mention. And she's coming back to Raw, right? 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 Right?
We'll find out after Sunday.
I mean, she's still under contract. She's not all in. Though there will probably be people talking about that. Adam Pearce was talking to Intercontinental Champion Chad Gable, hyping up the match he had with Rey Mysterio the week before. Gable said that's exactly what he wanted from that match in his title run, and he said that's his legacy. He said, thinking of the next match for Chad, Ethan Page showed up, applauded Chad Gable for beating Rey, and Page said Gable was offering title shots to wash up champions to avoid facing him. Gable said Page had the same opportunity to win the title that he did, but tapped out. Gable said Page was near the top of the list of people he wanted to give a title match to, but, you know, Ethan Page kind of talked his way out of, you know, the whole deal. So just be nice to Chad Gable. Gets title match, I guess.
I sure. if that's how he wants to roll, I guess. I mean, it's better than like getting in his face and demanding it. I don't know.
I guess. We had a little Vice vignette. She's coming on 9/14. I thought she would be going to SmackDown, but apparently she's going to Raw.
Which is weird, because is she still with Damian?
She is with Damian.
You would think that they would put them together.
Unless they are the same venue. Unless, no, because it said 9/14, which is a Raw. So they're keeping them separate for now.
That's unfortunate. Hate that for you guys.
I mean, with the maybe Damian moves back to Raw. I don't think so, but we'll see.
I mean, it's an easy shift to make. I don't know how he's doing over on SmackDown, but like,
I mean, he was just tag champ for a while with R-Truth, so he's having a good run there. But I don't know if you want to keep him away from the Judgment Day stuff, so that's why he's on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Adam Pearce is in the ring with Paul Heyman. They introduced Oba Femi. Heyman said, with all due respect to Oba Femi, there's no vision for the future without Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker was out there. They're doing their contract signing. He said he was the future of WWE until he got hurt. Breakker said he injured himself because no one, including Oba, was man enough to do it. Breakker accused Oba of stealing his spot when he was injured. I mean, yeah, that's what happened. He didn't steal it, he took it. Oba said, Bron, you're an angry orange man. Oba said that times are different. At different times, Breakker would have been a future. But it's 2026, and he's the future. Oba said he would show Bron Breakker at Saturday Night's Main Event that he is the future. Fans were chanting for Oba. Bron Breakker, you know, looked at him and said, you know, Oba, you might cast a big shadow with his entrance, but he will own him in the ring, and that Oba will spend the rest of his career living in his shadow. Breakker said he will be known as the guy Oba couldn't beat. Breakker signed the contract. I asked him, is he going to sign it? And Breakker shoved the contract over. And I said, or is your daddy going to do it for you? Heyman asked Bron Breakker what he was doing. Breakker said Heyman was walking around acting as if he represented him. Bron got in Heyman's face and told him to sign the contract for Oba. And at that point, Bron Breakker attacked Oba Femi. They started fighting. Austin Theory showed up. In the end, Oba looked strong, cleared the ring, and that was that.
There's some interesting things going on in this segment. Some very subtle storytelling things going on in this segment, especially particular to Paul Heyman. And I don't know why I caught this. I can't tell you. I can't explain it. However, I was watching Paul Heyman's face when Oba Femi came out and the crowd was like reacting to him. And you saw the look on Heyman's face and he had that twinkle in his eye. And it could have just been admiration, right? That's all it could have been. Or it could have been Paul Heyman, and I'm speaking of the character, looking at Oba Femi and going, there's my next ride right there. And yeah, he was smiling all when Oba was talking on the mic. Like Paul Heyman, I think, is looking at Oba and going, there's my next ride, because we know anything about the Paul Heyman character, he chases money, he chases power, and he chases titles. And as badass as Bron Breakker is, I don't think that trifecta is necessarily in his future. At least, not to the extent that it's going to be for Oba Femi. And with Bron pushing Heyman towards Oba, they're kind of like subtly, very subtly setting that up where eventually Oba Femi could be represented by Paul Heyman. Now, does Paul Heyman need to talk for Obafemi? No. Does Paul Heyman need to do all the things that he did for the likes of like Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns? Absolutely not. Oba has all those capabilities. But could Paul Heyman advocate for Obafemi when he needs to? Abso-fucking-lutely. And I've kind of said it that they've been teasing it for a while with Oba and Paul. For months, I think, essentially. Because like Paul's been with the Vision and he's not so high on the Vision. You know, he's kind of like, yeah, you guys not feeling it over here. You guys aren't doing what you're supposed to do. And well, I might be looking for a new place to land and we might just get it. Which if they do it, that's great.
We will see.
We will see.
LA Knight opened up Monday night. He accused Roman Reigns of sending every family member he could after him to keep him away from the title. He's holding a whole tournament for the championship to stay away from LA Knight. LA Knight brought out Solo Sikoa. You know, they said some polite things. He thanked him for Solo. Thanked LA for helping him last week. He said after everything that they've been through, LA Knight could have said no, but instead he said yeah. He was going to do the LA Knight catchphrase. LA Knight stopped, said let him get away with you know, stealing his line a couple of the time. LA Knight said that this was Solo's warning shot, and then they mocked Jey Uso. Speaking of the Usos came out. Jimmy said it looked like they had a funny guy in the ring. Jimmy said Solo probably thought it was funny last week when he went against his own brothers and spiked the tribal chief. Jimmy said Solo had consequences coming. Jey delivered the warning shot. Solo then did a whole Matrix type thing in response to all that. And it's all basically set up LA Knight and Solo Sikoa versus the Usos for your main event of Monday Night Raw. And yes, my man, Solo Sikoa is outshining in the charisma department LA Knight right now.
It's a different type of outshine. There's a natural quality to Solo that I feel like LA Knight doesn't have, where it's very much more relaxed and chilled. And he's just being an irritating little shit to everybody, right? Like that's what he's doing. And you can tell that's very much a natural part of his personality, that he's probably like a jokester and like, you know, likes to make people laugh. So he's just bringing that aspect of his personality out. Whereas the LA Knight character, in terms of his charisma, is he's kind of that cocky asshole, right? And that's sort of what he rests on sometimes. And he can be a nice asshole or he can be a rude asshole, but he's generally always an asshole. So I think it's two different types of charisma, but the Solo character, because I feel it is more natural feeling and sounding and looking, is outshining LA Knight just a little bit.
In the back, the Usos were talking with Jacob Fatu and told him that he should just stay back here after what happened last week. They took issue with him not helping the week prior, and Fatu was like, I did what the old OTC told me to do. Fatu said he doesn't take any orders from Jey, and then he held up the Ulafala. Jey told Fatu to stand around backstage and do nothing. Jacob was frustrated. But this led to the main event Monday Night Raw. The Usos versus LA Knight and Solo Sikoa. But it didn't end the way anyone expected. Royce Keyes returned to Monday Night Raw with OTM. The three men did a beatdown on LA Knight, Jimmy Uso on Jey Uso, on Solo Sikoa, had a powerbomb through the table. Royce Keyes and OTM stood tall to close Monday Night Raw. An ending I don't think anyone saw coming.
No.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's seriously not. Like, I'm curious to see why Royce Keyes attacked LA Knight or had LA Knight attack, because it's like, I understand the bloodline because the bloodline kind of beat him down, but like, LA Knight's a choice. So we'll see where that kind of goes in terms of the storytelling. But yeah, it's like, I liked, in terms of all of the bloodline stuff tonight, I liked the follow-up from the week prior, especially with Solo, and then you have Jacob, and you're teasing the tension there. Or perhaps Jacob isn't going to be as inclined to be as well-behaved in future, or maybe he'll just be more of a pain in the ass. We'll have to see how he feels about that. But I liked the follow-up. I thought it was all really, really, really good. And then, like, the surprise at the end was nice, because I don't think anybody saw that coming.
That would make sense, because Solo and Knight did not help him when he was attacked by Jacob a few weeks ago. That would make sense. I'm curious to see how they push this trio and not have it feel like a mid-card act.
Especially against the Bloodline.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe that's going to be part of it, is Jimmy and Jey don't necessarily have it as held down as what Roman would want. And Royce and company kind of sort of have the Bloodline's number a little bit, and they just sort of like run roughshod over the roster for a while, and it could be that maybe Jacob doesn't comply. and he doesn't do what they want him to do. And so, you know, again, the Bloodline gets themselves into a little bit of a spot, because the Bloodline is the Bloodline. You can have them be a little bit weaker and it doesn't hurt them, especially if you're building another group to challenge them. Because if you're going to run the Bloodline again, you do need factions to challenge them. And right now, the only other faction really on Raw is Judgment Day. And that's kind of in shambles right now. It's sort of split. You have the girls with the girls, the guys with the guys, and they're not together. They're not united. And no offense to Dom and JD, but Dom and JD are not enough to feud with like Roman and company. So you do need another faction.
I think this might lead to a 3-3 in War Games. Maybe. I gotta see how they build OTM. If the Usos make them look strong, then you got a viable tag team. It's how much are the Usos going to play ball in elevating a new team? That's what this comes down to.
Yeah.
Because if they're not interested in like fully going all out and making a new team, then OTM is kind of just a mid-card act that's not really going to do much. And I hope I'm wrong thinking that way, but that's the way they came out and they look. It looks mid-card. It was a good angle, but they just look mid-card. And you have to do a lot to establish them, because in NXT, they were good, but they weren't like this over-the-top act. They weren't main event level talent in NXT.
Again, this comes down to styling, and I think OTM has the look. I think it's good, but you can tell that they're the minions, and you have Royce Keyes leading the group, and I don't think Royce Keyes, in terms of how he was dressed, looked like different than them. And I'm not saying he has to be like over the top grandiose, but he needs to stand out in the group, and I feel like he blended in the group, and that's part of the problem. Is if you're going to have Royce Keyes be the leader, have him look like a leader. Like jeans and a black tank top kind of isn't it. Have him like really, really, really stand out. Or like you could have had him wearing, if you want to do the tank top, another color, because I think OTM was in white shirts. So you could have had him in like a red or a blue or a yellow or green or something that will like pop him off the other two. So that way, you know, he's your guy. He's the dude leading it.
We'll see.
And I think that was part of the problem. Like the beatdown was perfectly serviceable and it was great. Like it was a good way to introduce them. They started really, really hot. But I think now it's you have to style them properly. And we'll see how they do that from there.
That was Raw. Good show.
It was a good show. It was an entertaining show. Was it the best thing I've ever seen? No, but it was fine.
It was good wrestling and they're trying to get new people over. That's what counts.
We had change, guys. We've been asking for change and we got it.
We did, but that'll do it for the Racket Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern for another edition of CB Radio. Sunday is WTR, Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Previewing Sunday night's main event. Monday night, it's a Raw post show. ten thirty. All depends how this Netflix feed is for Raw. But we'll be live Monday.
Wait. What? We have breaking news.
Do we?
Zoe Stark, a.k.a. Zoe Seriano, has signed with TNA.
Well, there you go. But yeah, we'll be live 10:30 for the Raw post show this Monday. Depends if Raw has commercials or not, because it's taped. We'll figure that part out. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing Sunday night's main event. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get the podcast, and search the Rack Radio Show chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can use creator code ROCKINSTOCK or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Way.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias, at Linsward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linsward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@symbol Linsward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Linsward0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week for more stuffs. Till then. Bye.
Yo, Big D, you know what the bad guy likes?
Like that bad guy, maybe a little shot.
Come on, a little shot at him.
Rest in peace.
Oh, shit!
WildTalkRadio.com.